Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Raza Show podcast. This is me, Raza. Surprise, surprise. And in today's podcast, we actually not going to have any guests because the subject that I want to talk about, I've been dwelling about it myself for a really long time. And I spoke in bits and pieces here and there, but it's such a complicated subject, I think, for me, myself. I needed time to think about the points that I want to make and see if we can open this conversation and make it a bit brighter. But what is the topic, you might be wondering? So basically, I'll be talking about something that you can approach in two ways. So we're going to be talking about what women choose to wear. You see, the topic is already making me feel like I will be sweating buckets. We are going to be talking about what women decide to wear, but it's not about fashion. It's about the sexual part aspect of it. How I believe that these days, women more than ever choose to go for the sexy part of the outfit choice rather than for something that they really like or represents them. I'm gonna go into detail, of course, and I'm gonna come more from perspective of a dancer. So I'm a professional dancer and I am in a social scene where we have hundreds and thousands of people in big events dancing together in the partner work, like salsa or bachata or kizomba or other dances. And recently I've been noticing a booming rise in women wearing what I think is over-sexualized outfits. So that's the topic, basically, about what women choose to wear. And I will be giving examples from the dance floor and the social events that I go to. But I really believe that I see it more or less everywhere now. And I wonder whether you, in your circumstances, even if it's not a dance scene, whether you feel the same. So that's the topic, and now I would like to break it down in pieces because, as I say, I think it's such a polarizing topic. You can get angry very quickly if we talk about it, so I want to bring it down in different pieces, and maybe we could actually just not get angry and just think about why things are the way they are and whether you feel the same as me or slightly differently and where we're coming from. So the first thing that I want to say is I don't care about fashion. I will never say that I know better what people should wear. I am, in general, a quite liberal person. I believe I'm a sexual person as well, and I don't mind women, you know, wearing things that are a little bit more out there and sometimes provocative. I believe in art. I believe in naked bodies, and if it's displayed as an art and there's a message, I believe that is cool and interesting. So I'm not actually, you know, very anti show the body and kind of thing. And as an example, I can give you one time for a fancy dress. I went as Mother Nature and all I had is a bikini, and the bikini was covered in real banana leaves, big banana leaves. Yes, it was provocative because people thought I'm naked. I was not. I had a bikini and massive leaves. There was nothing showing. No cleavage, no bum, nothing. But it was the thought that was provoking. Yes, I knew exactly what I was doing. I thought it's cute. I thought it's interesting that it's provocative. And at the same time, nothing really was showing. So, and I was younger and, you know, I thought that's absolutely fine and I would do it again. So just as an example, I'm really not one of those people that have a problem in general with people expressing themselves and feeling comfortable in their bodies and being a little bit provocative, yes? However, I do believe that there's a time and place for everything. And unless you have a message of why you're wearing what you're wearing, there is a time and place for everything. So for example, if you're going to a funeral, you're not gonna be, you know, people will not think you in the right mind if you come to a funeral in a bikini. You know what I mean? Somebody died. There's an appropriate way to dress for the funeral. So why would you be wearing a bikini or like a, you know what I mean? And every culture has its own traditions of what that funeral should look like. And basically, unless you are standing against something or like have a point to prove and you consciously, deliberately doing this, you know, like there's a point of why you're making this point, then you're just out of place. There is a time and place for everything that you do, right? And wearing things is the same. Is if you work in the office environment, there's a way that you're supposed to be dressed. You can't just wear whatever you want. There are rules and regulations for a reason. So I feel like maybe because there are so many rules and regulations, maybe people lose a plot in more like a social environment, and then it's a free fall, anything goes kind of thing. But I would like to differ. So if you're going to, as I say, my example from dancer's point of view, if you're going to a dancing event and there are other people there, and in that dancing event, if you dance with other people holding hands or in close proximity, I would say it's also no time, no place to be inappropriate with your clothing. So why, you would wonder? I'm not hurting anybody. Don't like it. Don't look at it. Well, if you ask somebody to dance, you know, and they say yes, and then, you know, you are almost naked and you're like doing all these sensual moves while dancing, and the person is married or like has a girlfriend or maybe just self-respect, you know, he's like, well, what is going on? You know, maybe he has some sort of boundaries. It's just not cool. You know, it's like, it's one thing if you go to an event, like let's say a Burning Man. Yes, it's a type of event where there's more like techno music and everybody's dancing separately. And, you know, everybody can wear whatever they want, naked, not naked, whatever. It's a different kind of event. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know your audience. But if you're going to an event where you are expected to dance with other people, holding hands, being in close proximity, being in close embrace, there has to be some sort of respect for the people who are dancing with, who you're dancing with. Now, I think sometimes there's a confusion and you think that because you are, you know, very provocative in your outfit, that that's what the opposite sex or whatever sex that is interested in the sex would be, you know, excited about that. But not everybody is, and not everybody's there for that. And some people just there for dancing, which is supposed to be that way anyway. So my first point is that I am for people wearing wherever they want, but there is a time and place for everything. And not everything is appropriate. It's, you can push the boundaries, but if you completely lost the plot, then that's not cool, right? So that's my first point. There's a time and place for everything, and unless you're willingly doing something to stand against something, or you have an idea why you're doing it, or you're trying to provoke it on purpose, right? If it's deliberate decision, I can also understand that. Like, I get it, but you made that decision. But if you just have no clue and you think that anything goes anywhere just because you decided so, I think that's very selfish, and also it's sad, because that means you literally care just about your own freedom. You don't care about other people, comfortable or not. And it's like it, don't look at it. That's not cool, you know? And we're not talking about the style again. We're talking about, you know, coming out naked or not. It's that kind of thing. Okay, so that's the first point. The second point is much greater. I believe that in general, women who dress a little bit more like, I wouldn't say provocative, I would say almost naked, like they would wear a thong and then see-through leggings where you can see the thong, and then they would go dance with it, right, into a dancing social event. That's, for me, is unnecessary, because you could wear the see-through leggings but wear the special underwear that is kind of like short shorts. If you wear a thong, I feel like, you know that you're wearing a thong. I feel that there's a greater issue there. I feel a lot of women got in this trap of expressing themselves, being free, saying that it's my body and, you know, you shouldn't sexualize me. I should be able to wear whatever I want, you know, and this and that and whatever, and so much freedom. I think they're losing the whole point of the freedom. They're losing a point of what is sexy. They're losing a point of actually knowing who you are, consequences of your decisions in social media. I believe there's a greater issue going on, because if you feel like wearing a thong out for dancing in public because you believe that that makes you free and embracing your body and that, you know, nobody should sexualize it and just look at my bum, you know, they should be okay with it, this is cute, whatever, I'm just comfortable with my body, you're delusional. Like, this is not the case. It's like, how I will look at your booty, because I don't want to get to a point where if I'm wearing a thong and nobody thinks that this is a sexual thing, I don't want to live in that world. If I'm dating a guy and I come out with the thong, I hope he thinks it's a sexual thing. You know what I mean? I mean, if I'm dating somebody and I am walking out in a thong, I hope he thinks it's a sexual thing. You know, the guys are getting really desensitized these days. You have to work really hard for them to think anything is sexy anymore, you know? So I think women are getting wrapped up too much in the whole freedom of it all, that everybody should be just okay of whatever, that it's just becoming a little bit too much. And I don't think that's internally healthy, because I don't think that you need to be naked to be sexy. And again, it's coming from me. I've been wearing little things everywhere. Yes, I'm saying there is a point of where you are proud of your body, and maybe if you have a six pack, you wear a crop top because you want to show it. Maybe you don't have a six pack, but you're proud of what, you know, your body looks like, and you want to wear a crop top. So be it. Yes, I don't mind. But when you go all the way to a point where there's no difference between underwear and going out outfit, then for me, is something internally happening to you that you literally cannot, you do not feel sexy or beautiful if you're not wearing underwear when you're going out dancing. There's some sort of internal situation happening it's hard. And I'm not saying everybody, like, I get maybe somebody has, again, a specific purpose for what they do, and they deliberately do it, like there are artists who have a vision and different things. I get that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you know what you're doing and you're consciously making those decisions, then that's fine, because you have an idea of what you're doing, and who am I to judge you? But a lot of the times, the women, they are following trends and what they see other women do and what they see in the social media and what they see, you know, what is popular, and they're following the trends, and whether the trends of freedom, whether the trends of clothing or whatever, and that's what makes them feel like they are doing it because they think that this is the right thing to do, rather than what they actually thinking. They think that they're thinking it, but it's all of the messaging that happening around them that makes them want to do it. They don't actually truly know who they are inside, where are the boundaries, and what is right or wrong for them. Yes, not to even say about other people. So that's the second part. The first part, as we say, is, you know, it's just a lot. And then the second part is, you know, is the psychological thing. You know, you need to know your place, where you're going. But then it's the psychological part as well. Like, do you actually know why you're doing it? Or are you doing it because it's acceptable these days, so you think you should do, and that's why you're doing it? So that's the second part. And the third part for me is is the biggest one. The third part for me is when there's so much around that is progressively more and more naked, exposed, and sexualized, what is the rest of us to do? You know, like I used to think that I was quite out there. And the more when I see, the more I see the actual out there, the more conservative I'm becoming to be. And I don't want to be conservative, but I just feel like closing off because this the sexualization of it all is so great that I don't know what to do with it anymore. And it starts with clothing. We're talking about clothing, but it transfers in behavior and what you think is appropriate and not just on what you wear, but how you behave. And then, you know, there's so much more that transfers into it and it becomes a bigger subject. And, you know, we always push the boundaries, right? There used to be the women used to lift the skirt above the knee and already, you know, it would be, ooh, cars are stopping, right? Then we changed again. Then we make wear pants and this and that. And then you have Madonna's, you know, bras with the spike. We're always pushing the boundaries. So I guess the greater question is whether it's just pushing the boundaries or is it, you know, or is it something else? Is it now, are we at the point now where the boundaries are being pushed and everywhere women, you know, just wearing less and less and less until we're just comfortable with any kind of nudity and it doesn't bother us anymore? Or is it too much? I guess that's the interesting question, and that's what I would like to know from you as well. And this is why I need to do another podcast on this subject with other people, you know, because I already know what I know what most people say. I talk with people, right? I don't keep these thoughts to myself. I discuss with friends, with strangers, all kinds of things in the dance scenes. And, you know, I know what they say. Oh, you know, if she's comfortable, she should wear whatever she wants. You know, those kind of things. And I agree, if she's comfortable, she should wear whatever she wants. But isn't there a consequence, the fact that she's wearing a thong in the dancing scene? Doesn't it affect other, you know, people? Doesn't it affect other leaders, what they think is acceptable and not? What becomes a norm? It's like it's all, you know, like we say it's like it's okay, but all of the noise is happening behind us. We're letting certain things slide, and the next thing we know, we wake up and we're in a different kind of society that we don't like. And like, what happened? Well, we said it's okay for this one, and this one. Nothing will happen. Freedom for everybody. And then freedom, freedom. And next thing you know, things have changed. And then we're like, oh, what do we do now? So those are the things that are going through my mind. And as I say, I am not a biometer for any kind of truth. I just call it as I see it. I see something, I like to talk about it. And because I'm in the dancing scene, it's a very big thing now for us. And I just wonder whether people who choose a specific path, whether they choose it by choice or just because they are bombarded with the information from social media, by other more professional people, you know, wearing basically nothing and just, you know, trying to make everything sexy. If you're dancing, you have to be sexy. If you're walking, you have to be sexy. Everything is sexy, sexy, rather than what is sexy and what is sexy for you. That's an interesting question. So those are the things that I think about, and I'm so pleased I have this podcast to share it with you. I hope I managed to think, made you think a little bit more about this thing, because as I say a lot of the times, we only go into, oh, that is freedom, that is not, that is wrong, that is right. And I think it's so much more in-depth, this conversation, and I really hope I kind of touch a couple of points that will make you think, and hopefully you will be a better person for it. Show this podcast to anybody who you think could benefit from it, whether they are a little bit more out there or a bit more conservative, and let's keep this conversation flowing. Guys, thank you so much. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not watching, well, make sure you go to my YouTube channel, Dance with Rasa, and watch me express myself with my facial expressions. And besides that, guys, thank you very much. New podcast will be coming up soon, next month as well. So share this one and await for new ones. Mwah! Sending you my kiss. The Rasa Show is out.